You're listening to the Business Lunch Podcast with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table. Welcome to episode 2. This is Darren, the producer. On today's show, Roland's talking to Dr. Robert Cialdini. Robert is a legend in our space, and he actually wrote the book on influence and persuasion. He's an authority in the psychology behind what actually makes someone want to buy from you. So this is a short episode, but some really big ideas here. So check this out.
There are two major routes to change. One is what I talked about in my first book. What do you put into your message that most pulls people toward yes? The other is what do you put in the moment before you send your message to make people sympathetic to it before they've encountered it?
Here's Roland and Dr. Cialdini on the TNC stage.
How do you decide which influence and persuasion approaches to use in a situation? Is there an order that you think one's more powerful than another? How do you approach that?
I had a colleague who studied for 3.5 years what is the single most effective sales tactic. And I saw him at a conference and he said, I found it. The single most effective sales tactic is not to have a single sales tactic. That's naive. So you want to go into every situation looking for what's there. Is there true scarcity there? Use it. Is there true authority? Use it. Is there true commitment that they've already made? Use it. The other thing is to say there's certain levels of relationship. If the relationship is new, use reciprocity and liking to build the relationship. There's another level where people feel good about you, but they're uncertain of whether to choose. Use social proof and authority. That reduces uncertainty of what you are saying is the right thing. But then when you've got those two things and you want people to move, use commitment and consistency. This is what you've said. This is what's next. Or scarcity. You have to go now, otherwise you will lose. Those are the things that mobilize people after you've got the first two things in place.
So now you also said that you think that there is a seventh principle to influence.
Yes.
What is that?
That's the principle of unity. The idea that we share a common identity. And I'll give you a quick example of how we can use that. You know, one of the things we love to do is co-creation with our customers, prospects, clients, and so on. Help us develop the next model, the next generation of what we have to offer. Tell us what you're going to appreciate about this. And then we will, together with you, in this partnership, develop that optimal next generation. That's brilliant to do that. We want a partner. But here's what we very often mistakenly say to those individuals. Can you give us your opinion on this? What you think? When you ask for someone's opinion, that person takes a half step back from you and becomes a critic. If instead you change one word and ask for that person's advice, he or she takes a half step forward towards you psychologically. You have persuaded them to be a partner with that one word, advice. And in fact, research shows that when you ask for advice on some new initiative, people are not only more favorable to it, before they experience it, they feel a closer bond with you because you've asked them to be a collaborator with you rather than a critic of you.
You've been listening to the Business Lunch Podcast with Roland Fraser. For more information and show notes, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.